And the thing that you would stick in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. And this is something, it's an instrument, a musical instrument that people play with their mouth and move it back and forth.
A harmonica.
Yeah. Other name for that?
No.
Have you ever heard it called a harp?
Nope. I haven't heard of a harmonica called a harp. I heard about the little jaw harp.
The what?
You know, little, what they call them, Jules harp?
Oh, yeah. That kind of twanging noise. Mm-hmm. All right. And this is a real common tool that you pound nails with. It would just be a
hammer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A few questions about a wagon. Do you happen to know the name of that long wooden piece that goes between the horses on the wagon?
I don't know.
Ever heard of a tongue? Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about a buggy, the long wooden pieces that you have to back the horse between?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But yeah, I
know
what
you're talking about. Okay. A pair of shafts. Okay. What about the outside edge of a wagon wheel? You call that the what of the wheel?
Rim.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, on a wagon, there's a horizontal wooden piece that the chains that are attached to the horses come back to. It kind of moves like this to stabilize the wagon when it turns. Do you have a name for that?
I can't think of it. What is
it? Yeah, okay, have you ever heard of single tree or swingle tree?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Nothing like that.
Uh-uh.
Or not double tree. Okay. This word that I'm looking for, say if you had a big trunk, big heavy trunk, you might say, well, that thing's too heavy to pick up. I'm just going to have to get across the floor.
Drag it.
Yeah, okay, that same word in the past, you'd say, yesterday I...
Drag it.
Uh-huh. And if you've done it several times, you'd say, I have
drug it.
Sure, okay. What would a farmer call the thing that he uses to break up the ground with the first time?
Shovel.
All right, or if he's got a big field, he's going to have to...
Plow it.
Yeah, and the thing that he would use, he'd just call that a...
Tractor or a horse.
Okay. Do you have names, or do you know about different kinds of plows?
No, I don't.
Don't have any names, like turning plow, middle buster, doesn't ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you would call the thing that you would use after you plow to break up the ground even finer? Okay, have you ever seen the word H-A-R-R-O-W?
Harrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was useful.
Okay, all right. What about this, talking about a wagon thing that the wheels attach to, you just call that the...
Axle.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have a name for this wooden frame that carpenters use? It's got legs on it. Looks like that.
Oh, yeah, sawhorse.
Yeah. What about one that's a wooden frame, but it's shaped like an X? And you could lean a log on it and saw off the end of it. You know, it's just used to brace a piece of wood or a log.
I don't know about that one.
Okay. You hadn't heard of sawbuck or wood rack?
No, not in that sense, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And say, we were talking about games that you played when you were growing up yesterday. What about the thing, you know, it's just a long board and it's anchored at the middle?
Oh, seesaw?
Yeah. What would you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
All right. And something that's similar to that, that's anchored at the middle, except this thing turns around and around. You can sit on it and spin around.
Are you doing a merry-go-round?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You ever heard that called a flying jenny?
No. Yeah.